Case number 9961, David and Ann Bristow, east of Road 638, 1,100 feet south of Route 40. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
State your full name and place of residence, please.
David Paul Bristow, 1675 Cedar Corners Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Place your hand on the Bible, please. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Take the podium.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You're applying for a medical hardship that had expired July of this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, it expired, but I didn't know it expired. I mean, I assumed that I would get something in the mail, something would be sent. There wasn't. And the letter that I got stated that if we paid the fee, the $400 fee, that by the end of August, that everything would be okay. And we did that, and we still got it.
So I think you had 30 days when you got that to apply for this. Now, when you applied for your first one, it was in 04, correct?
I think so, sir. I think it was 04.
For like 2 years.
Yes.
And I'd be safe in saying in that time that you were, you know, at the end of the 2 years, there was a new, you know, a policy in effect. You would come into the office every year, and it would be on you to do it. But you come into there, and you wouldn't have to come back to us.
And
I'm sure that, well, yeah, David, you know, told you that. So the reason why you're back here is that you missed that deadline of going in there. So now that it has elapsed, you're coming back now for another 2 years after the board hears it. Then after that, you would go back again every year right into the director or the office where they can do it.
So I go back in the event that everything...
In the case, I was just trying to bring you up to what may have happened. You've got your original one in 04.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure one of the members here said that to you.
They did. They said that it would be good for 2 years and then yearly past that.
Right.
And I just assumed that something would be sent in the mail.
Okay.
And that's... I didn't know.
I know. But I just want to try to...
So what I should do then, in the event this goes through now, I should come back every year from this date? Or
mark it on your calendar or, you know, something like that? Or
is this first one going to be 2 years again and then a year after that?
Is that what you're requesting?
Is that what you're requesting?
Well, I'd like to get as long as I can before I got to come back.
Two years is the maximum.
If you're going to ask, I'll take it all.
Yeah, 2 years is a maximum. And then after that, it'd be yearly, but that would be on to you. So, you know, I'll tell you again this evening, if it would get to 2 years, try to mark it down, and I'm sure you'll be notified, but also for your own, if it would go, try to do that.
Okay, right, I sure will.
Okay. So we'll get back then. You're requesting again, and this ran out in July of 06.
Yes, sir. It's from my mother. She lives there. She's very sick. She's been going through chemotherapy and radiation and things like this year, and it's been a constant thing for the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So you got the letter from the doctor. Okay.
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman. It's from Georgetown Family Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a Dr. Elaine M. Davis.
Okay. And this is the site. Okay. And it's for your mother. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Nothing's changed as far as the mobile home?
No, sir.
Same place, sir.
It's the same exact place. It was brand new when we put it there. It's the same thing. She doesn't drive, so she can't even go anywhere without us.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Mr. Mills?
Your request is for 2 years, and you understand that the hardship is for your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that if the situation changes, for example, she should move somewhere else, the mobile has to be removed.
Oh, sure. I understood it the last time, sir.
Okay. And it is for 2 years, as Mr. Calway explained. After 2 years, if the hardship continues to exist, then you can just call the office and save yourself $400.
Before 2 years from this date and renew.
Fail to do that, you'll be applying.
We'll be right back here again. And I wasn't aware of that. I really wasn't.
Well, that's why we're here to help you, help each other. So you'll
thank
know.
You, sir.
Okay. No further questions. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 9961, because I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties for a period of 2 years.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9961 for a period of 2 years.
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number